flew all over it, 5.5 hours of shopping. Well, it was, and we have one very important
story down there.
I think we got a good story, and we weren't down there trying to put any pressure on them. We were trying to take a little, and that was good. And the other thing is, I think maybe that Matt Reed and others down there working with Florida Power and Light have figured out a way to cool that water in a closed system. And if this does come to pass, this is going to be a reduce a lot of local pressure, and I think make dealing with the park and the park watershed problems a lot easier if this can work, and we don't have to hang in there in the courts to prevent Florida Power and Light from going ahead and operating their nuclear plant.
Hey, you got lots of problems. What are you going to get west? That's early.
Well, I'm going as soon as I can get the, I got to get a handle on the department. We've got to get some people. Well, we sure can, Mr. President, and I've done as much speaking as I think I should do.
Don't do anymore, I agree. I told Colin the same thing.
Until I...
He sent the message to him, and he is trying to, you know, he's got an enormous backlog of engagements. You'll have a lot, too. He's been so good on the Hill, too.
I have, too. Well, I've been up there in the appropriations hearings. Mr. President, on the Undersecretary, I need your help and guidance. I really do, because the name Charlie DeBona came up. It was suggested Charlie DeBona, and it was suggested... That's correct. And he was pushed... I was pushed pretty hard by Peter Flanagan on this, so I got to know Charlie, and certainly a fine guy. Doesn't have really background of knowledge that I would like to bring into the department because of the time factor. It'd be one thing if we were bringing a person in the beginning of a four-year term, but I think we want to get this department performing as fast as possible.
He's got no knowledge in this.
No, but he's a very, very bright guy.
He's brilliant. Brilliant. The point is, his knowledge is a technician in this.
I think he does not. I would agree.
I don't know.
Well, a good guy. The other person, of course, that we've looked at is Jim Schlesinger. And Jim does have knowledge in this field because he works along with the budget of the department. And it seems to me that there is an advantage of bringing someone either up from the department itself or out of government. Well, the closest thing I have is Bill Pecora. Bill Pecora is head of the Geological Survey. He is a...
Do you know him?
Yes, sir. He's a very...
good man. He's...
Italian.
He looks Italian.
Well, he looks sort of Italian. I don't know how far back you go before you get there, but...
Not Italian for both. He's got to be a...
He doesn't have an accent. He doesn't have an accent.
He's not Italian.
Move Hollis Dole sideways. Hollis is a scholar. He's not a good administrator, but he is a scholar. He's a sort of a researcher. He has good credentials. And then we can put Pecora, promote from within there as a top mineral and energy man. He's a much tougher guy.
Where could you put Dole? I mean,
we've been talking about this new commission of that's being established for minerals, or for materials, as the sort of executive director. This is what Fred Malik has mentioned two or three times.
Well, we talked about it, John. I told him that Raj wanted to throw him out, he could.
I don't want to throw him out.
No, understand. He's just the fact that I know him in the Navy.
Well, he's a good guy.
But I don't want to keep him if he can't work with him.
Well, it's not a question of work here. I don't think he'll perform. He's not a very strong type.
John says if he told me about your concern, I said, no, you know the department. So
well, we're going to work that out. I'm not saying.
If you could move him over to the commission, that's nice. You know, the commissions are so horrible. All the commissions are so terribly staffed that almost anybody can be in a commission. But this is a special one. This is that so-called Paley type commission that is going to look at mineral resources.
You think he's a good man?
put an undersecretary in there, the way this thing is going, particularly in the preparation for your reorganization, who is an inside man, and I mean inside in terms of the administration. And that's why I...
But this department's going to be the big department.
Oh, sources. And it has a lot of external as well as internal budget and accounting and analysis problems.
And also his budget.
Tremendous amount.
Of analysis.
It's a group of thiefdoms. And that's why we need a strong analytical type and a guy that knows his way around, because, again, I come to the fact that in 20 months from now, we're going to be, the performance of that department is going to be right around your neck, one way or the other. And we want to make damn sure that we don't have a dead period of 2 or 3 months while some guy gets oriented. And third, and this is the point that I guess, of course, Mel is an old friend, and I know he's had some problems, I guess, with Jim Schlesinger. There's no question about it, and he wants to talk to me about it. But I wanted to make sure how you felt about it, because this is the person who's going to be tracking with OMB more than any other person in the whole department.
Well, let me give you my analysis of Schlesinger. Good, and you Right.
I think we can, one of the things is he has, one of the things that is plus, as far as I'm concerned, his avocation, his conservation and...
Oh, we've got 18 kids.
And he's a bird watcher, all that, that's similar. Well... I'm gonna spend some of the afternoon with Mel, and I think I can help everybody in this, because I know Mel way back.
You know Mel. You tend not to be mean enough sometimes, which is to your great credit. But in this case, Mel's own good, in my view, he ought to get sussed in the hell out of the budget. Get over there where you've got a man to come on any farm.
Well,
I thought it through a lot, but from anything, if you're satisfied that you can come along with Schlesinger, he'll run you a hell of a good show. He'll develop your reorganization plan. He will be a strong advocate. Nobody can question his credentials about being for all this environment stuff, and which you've got before. And on the other hand, he'll also be a hell of a fighter with you with the infighting. Anything else worried about this?
As long as he gets on the right side of the
Well, Corps of Engineers is certainly an issue.
They'll knock their brains off.
Right.
But we've already determined that Corps of Engineers is in the new department.
It is really an open question, and I think that Schlesinger is probably the best guy to help engineer that from the inside.
Even though the Corps of Engineers and their information is better than any man that I've ever seen. And I've known that. You know.
Yeah,
I know it going back. Schlesinger that's what it is. The Corps of Engineers are paying him out, and that's why he's in their back.
Acceptance will go forward late this afternoon unless
sideline on this that I think you should know about. Buck Zumwalt called me from South America yesterday. Tried to get me all day, and finally the connection worked about 8 o'clock last night. He is deeply concerned that about some questions that have been raised by Stennis and Margaret Smith, current questions, not the old questions that were raised during his hearing. But he has a feeling that somebody's after this guy, and that maybe he's going to get sort of crucified in some...
Which guy? Russell?
No, DeBono, Charlie DeBono, who's his...
Oh.
And I just passed that on to you because he is a good man.
But there's something else.
And there is some... Yeah, easy. I know you are. And I don't want his not getting this job because he's been suggested by... analyze that budget over and over again and knows the department, knows its missions. But I point that out.
I think you should tell DeBono that we definitely plan to have a very good, a great plan for him.
He's just afraid that somehow through these questions that are being raised. Well, there's some conflict of interest question about his association with the University of Rochester, and I don't know anything about it.
Nonsense. At the time we were appointing him, head of the grass.
Elective service.
What happened was that Margaret Smith said she was over her dead body. You know that church she's got working.
Yeah, and that's all because of that volunteer army guy.
She was a general.
Yeah, he didn't much. Mr. President, for 2 minutes, let me report to you on the pipeline problems, because I think you should have our sort of feeling. We've had the Washington series of hearings. We are starting this week, I guess, in Alaska, a series of hearings. I have tried to keep the lid on the whole thing by not responding to the proposition that this decision has already been made and that these hearings are a farce. Give everybody a chance. The facts of the thing is that I think the oil companies are having some misgivings as to the economic feasibility of this whole proposition, and we probably are going to start meeting with them on the 4th of March, and we probably should review again alternate methods of getting that out of there, and there are only two, really. One's the railroad, and the other one is a new concept of a type of vessel that... though it's on paper, that people believe might work. That is all interlocked with the native land claims issue. And I don't believe there's a chance in this world of starting any laying of any pipe while the ground is frozen this year. I think it's going to have to be in the next year if we do it, because I don't see the Congress coming to grips with the native claim issue in a meaningful way until fairly late in the year because of the difference between the House position and the Senate position. That bill is going to have to be written in conference. It's a pretty long way from our position, which is very similar to the position we took in the last Congress. And the question that arises is how bad we need the oil. And obviously, based on what we're trying to do with oil prices and based on what we're trying to do vis-a-vis the Middle East, we need it and need it pretty badly. So it's going to be damn difficult to resolve this thing too quickly.
The oil companies that are
saying, well, this is the first. We haven't got this directly. Whether we're getting this indirectly as a means of conveying this, or whether we're not, I don't know. But we're going to start meeting with...
where does it all stand? Basically, Nichols for it, as I understand.
Well, he was and he wasn't. And that's his position in the sort of fuzzy. Well, it stands this way. I think he was, too. But the problem has not been solved as far as how you handle this oil south of Valdez, whether you... how big a fleet of tankers, what the marine problems are in getting that oil into the coastal ports, west coast ports. It's a hell of a lot of oil, and it's It's going to be practically a bridge of tankers up there to do it. And so that part of the problem has not been solved, and I think that's got the oil companies looking a second time. And what I think we've got to do is we've got to continue to pursue this thing on a national need basis so that we always have got a handle on these conservationists that are trying to push us out. And so I'm going to be making statements periodically on the oil needs and on the energy needs of the country so we keep the country as whole with us when we make a decision to get that oil out of there and when we issue the permit. And I think this puts you...
Man knows most of it about over here, Smiley.
Well, he knows a lot about it.
About the oil needs.
That's right.
Not about the pipeline, but the point is he was served with that.
Right.
Schultz, of course, knows about it. He's a party in interest. He wants to get rid of wood, so don't get the Schultz on it. Planning can fill you in on oil needs. But the pipeline thing, that's a matter of people that are concerned.
Well, we're going to... Yeah, we want to decide it
right now. It's an interior matter as to far the ecology and all that stuff.
Well, it's got a lot of political.
Oil needs. As far as that is concerned, I believe it has been studied from a national security standpoint from A to Z. Well, Sanders is very much deeply involved.
I know he is.
And George Lincoln, of course, has his full committee.
I've met with George. We had an hour with him a couple of days.
He's better to stay away from Lincoln on a mental direction. So if I can ask a problem, where I was concerned, Lincoln doesn't live.
Well, this is one of the reasons.
Lincoln is a complete unit as far as politics is concerned, so he can. He's the oil needs man, but then you got to decide about the other.
Well, this is one of the reasons that I want to move Hollis sideways a little and put a real strong guy in there like Pecora, because I believe that he's going to be able to deal better with Lincoln and with Sands.
Yeah, well, Hollis doesn't have the credentials well, his strength to deal with.
No, he doesn't. He's a scholar type, a hell of a fine guy.
He's
a hell of a fine guy, and we need to put a little tougher breed in there, and I think Pecora is the guy we want to do it. And I think we will cover a lot of our morale problems when we promote a couple of guys from within.
You know, we've got a national energy policy study underway.
Oh, I know it. Hell, I've gotten into it.
Okay. Yeah, let's be sure it's a benefit because he's such a great guy to. Be sure Maury, you know, and talking to him about it. Maury Spence is deeply interested in this whole oil, and he fought as you know, Schultz, his early opinion basically was to be.
Well, you see, this is one of my problems.
Schultz and so forth came out on one side. I came down on the other side, frankly, because there were a few political problems, but more than that, the meetings. I did Dan Wilson was going to pull out there, and he said, but then we didn't go with that.
Oh, you're damn right.
Now, looking to the future, we got to have the Alaskan oil. There's no question about it. The point is, how the hell we get it in? I think there, Lincoln is a, you know him?
Yeah, and I've spent a couple hours with him this last year. Yes, he is.
Very thoughtful and honest man. And I got his, let him work.
You just got to spend a little bit of time with him getting to the point.
No, that's you to shot the picture of
One of the things that I want to do on the count of stands is to move on Hollis because he told me that in his opinion Hollis Stowe was the most incompetent man in Washington, and this makes it a little
more
hard. So it makes it a little difficult for me.
You will meddle into that commission then?
Well, I don't
have a strong interest in that.
No, I just don't know the way to peddle it is the way you're going to do it. Handle, just going to say, now look, Maury, since you're probably right, so I want to put one as commission. Yeah, but this is Maury's commission.
Well, that's a problem, and man, that is a problem. Better than I thought it would. The health thing was scared of to death. And,
even our health thing?
Yeah.
The Kennedy thing was scared.
Of course, you see, our health thing wasn't as well delineated then as it is now. We got a little better.
Well, this is a
before it came out. Well, I think since it's come out, oh, we want to get a picture.
No, very well. Shoot across here.
I think you're going to really be proud of this department doing another. Give me about another 60 days.